Saudi Arabia has conducted fresh airstrikes against Yemen, killing at least 18 civilians and injuring several more in Sada province. On Thursday, over two dozen people died in attacks in Sana'a and Shabwa provinces. Nearly 5,300 Yemenis have lost their lives since the beginning of the Saudi war in late March. Israel has deployed some 800 additional forces across Jerusalem outskirts as Palestinians are preparing to hold protests in the Holy City. The troops have been stationed in and around the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They've set up checkpoints to prevent Palestinian men under the age of 40 from nearing the mosque. A militant attack near Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar has left at least 16 people dead. Pakistan's army says attackers opened fire on worshippers at a mosque inside the airbase while they were performing morning prayers. Soldiers quickly surrounded the gunmen, killing 13 of them. Indian forces have opened fire in the disputed border region of Kashmir, killing at least two Pakistani civilians, including a teenage girl. Pakistan has called the action unprovoked firing. Pakistani forces returned fire, and the fighting continued for several hours. Dozens of U.S. citizens have attended a public prayer in Texas in honor of a Muslim student detained by police earlier this week. The demonstrators demanded an end to all kinds of discrimination against Muslims. Ahmad Muhammad was detained after bringing a clock to school, which his teachers took for a bomb. The death toll from two wildfires in the U.S. state of California has climbed to five after rescue teams found more bodies. The victims died when the rapidly moving flames swept through their homes. Both fires are still raging, and firefighters are battling to contain them. Mexican police have arrested a drug lord accused of involvement in the disappearance of 43 students last year. Authorities say that Gildardo Lopez Astudillo ordered the abduction and murder of the students because he thought they were members of a rival gang.